California Democrat gubernatorial candidate Tom Steyer donated to Jane Fonda's PAC prior to her endorsement by Hannah Knudsen on May 20, 2026. California's Democrat gubernatorial candidate Tom Steyer donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to a political action committee, PAC, affiliated with actress Jane Fonda before the leftist celebrity endorsed him, according to campaign filings. Not only has Fonda endorsed the billionaire in the governor's race, she has even participated in an ad for the leftist gubernatorial hopeful. Some politicians are impossible to trust. Tom Steyer is a different story, Fonda said, narrating an ad released for Steyer last month. Progressives like me trust Tom because he's been on the front lines with us for over a decade. He organized with us against big oil when they tried to pollute our air and water, Fonda said. The monster-in-law actress continued, Tom made big corporations pay their fair share, securing billions for clean energy projects and schools. Now comes the candidate who will beat the corporate interests making your life unaffordable. Tom Steyer, a progressive governor you can trust. More recently, Fonda appeared at a campaign event alongside the candidate in Los Angeles. But now, individuals are wondering how genuine this endorsement truly is. According to the New York Post, Steyer has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Fonda's PAC in the past. Steyer kicked in a cool $260,000 to Fonda's Political Action Committee, Jane Fonda Climate PAC, between March and May 2024. According to federal campaign filings, the Post revealed, highlighting two other cash drops, $50,000 in 2022 and $30,000 from Steyer's wife in the two following years. Fonda's PAC, however, denies the endorsement has anything to do with Steyer's past cash support. Rather, the PAC pointed to Steyer's long record of climate advocacy. Jane Fonda Climate PAC endorsed Tom Steyer solely because he is ready and willing to stand up to the fossil fuel industry and fight for a livable future, the PAC said, according to the Post. Tom has a long record of climate advocacy. He supports making polluters pay and is unequivocal in his support for transitioning away from fossil fuels. This revelation comes as Steyer's campaign battles accusations of buying online influence, reportedly asking influencers to promote him without clearly disclosing the paid placements. A recent Emerson College polling / Inside California Politics poll shows former Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra leading in the Golden State's primary race. Steyer sees 17%, alongside Republican Steve Hilton. A significant tie, given that California is a top two primary state, meaning the top two will advance to the general election regardless of party affiliation.